Well, good morning. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Thanks for being with us here this morning on WILL. I want to talk to you just a little bit about some upcoming things, and we'll get to Aaron Curtis from Midco in a moment with an update of the commodity markets. However, next week, just a week and a day from now, on Tuesday, the 22nd of November, that's just prior to Thanksgiving, we'll all be in Normal, Illinois at the Marriott Hotel and Conference Center for the Farm Assets Conference. Time now to get yourself all registered for this one. Should be a really good event. Two ways to register. You can visit our website, willag.org. You'll find a link to the Farm Assets Conference there. It's farmassetsconference.com, or just a direct link to buy your tickets. They're only $30, or you can call this number, 800-898-1065. That's 800-898-1065. I'll give that to you in just a minute. What will happen to the day? Well, we'll start out. We'll talk about the Farm Bill. You know, under a new president, President-elect Trump, the Farm Bill will come up, and things may be different this session. And if you want your opinions heard and collected from the grassroots, we'll have that opportunity to begin with in the morning, starting at around 9:30 a.m. And then after the lunch, which should be a really good one there, and it's included in the price of the ticket, we'll have a big data session with Agribull and Granular, talking not about exactly what they do for your farm, but how it interacts and how their expectation is for all that big data to really interact with your farm. We'll talk about farm management and precision agriculture as it relates to nitrogen. Speaking of which, let the white tanks roll 50 degrees in Fahrenheit below on the soil temps. We're doing that this week, so go ahead and make those NH3s go through the field at this point. And finally, of course, during the day, we'll talk about commodity prices. One of the folks that will be on hand with us that day is Aaron Curtis. He's near here now from Midco there in Bloomington. Hey, Aaron, good morning to you. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, good to be with you, Todd. It's good to hear you on a Monday morning here. Pretty, pretty quiet session here so far today, although we are looking at lower prices. Continue to follow Asian markets lower here this morning. That kind of snuck into the market there late Friday, saw things turn back lower there to end the week last week. Malaysian palm oil into some four-month lows here this morning. Dalian commodity exchange over there in China continuing to trend lower too. So once again, we're a follower here this morning, Todd. We have beef corn at 337 and three quarters, down 2.5. March corn at 346, that's down 3. May corn at 353 and a quarter, down 3 1/4. D17 corner corn at 377, down 2 1/2. November soybeans go off the board today at 972 and 3/4, where they're currently at, down 5 3/4. Jan soybeans at 980 1/2, down 5 1/2. March soybeans 988 1/2, down 6. November 17 beans at 980 1/2, that's down 3 1/2. East bean oil 3394, down 50. Jan bean oil 3417, down 49. December meal at 308 even, that's up 20 cents. Jan meal at 310.30, that's up 10 cents, so pretty quiet there. December Chicago wheat at 396, down 7. March Chicago wheat at 415.5, down 6. Livestock markets are mixed here this morning. Deese cattle 105.52, that's down 7. Feb cattle at 106.15, down 15. November feeders 125.97, up 25. Jan feeders at 121.97, that's up 95. Deese hogs 46.35, down 77. Feb hogs at 53.40, down 95. Outside markets here, the dollar's up a full point right now, also helping to kind of weigh on commodity markets. The equity markets continue their trend higher since the last Tuesday night's low there. They set trading some almost 1,500 points now off the low from last Tuesday night, at least on the futures here this morning. Crude oil also a little weaker. On tap today, export inspections at 10 o'clock. Expect another very good bean export inspection number. Crop progress this afternoon at 3 should show harvest really wrapping up in a lot of areas for both corn and soybeans. Of course, another open week here with not much precip expected, and it looks like a pretty warm week here for most of this week, so should see a lot of harvest wrapping up in a lot of areas. Otherwise, pretty quiet. Corn and beans trading back within their ranges here this morning, so expect the producer to continue to be a watcher here this morning. Todd, not expecting a lot of interest here as we move through this week.
Hey, Aaron, a couple quick things with you this morning. So last week I was pretty busy at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, and I didn't get a chance at the end of each day to talk to folks. And I think there were some things that were happening in the November beans. Do we expect that to be a quiet retirement of the contract today?
I think so. We're just kind of following the rest of the bean complex a little lower here this morning. We have had about a 14 cents range in November here this morning, but that's pretty typical to what the rest of the months are showing here this morning with the volatility over in Asia the last couple of days. So, yeah, I would expect November beans to finish off fairly quiet here today, Todd.
And also I'm looking forward to having you next week over at the Farm Assets Conference. Actually, a pretty quick drop from Bloomington to Normal for you.
Yeah, pretty easy. I like that, Todd. Really, at least on the basis and spread side, I think we'll have a lot of interesting things to talk about. Another interesting year with kind of the Corn Belt split in half again. We're seeing some interesting basis relationships. And I think the producer from, you know, obviously a lot more interest in basis here the last couple of years. So I think that's something the producer needs to kind of pay attention to, just how the Corn Belt is setting up once again. So looking forward to visiting with you and the group about a few of those things that we're seeing on this end.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks so much for being with us today.
Yep, have a great day, Todd. Thank you.
That, of course, is Aaron Curtis. He's from Midco out of Bloomington, Illinois, and he'll be one of six analysts that will be on hand with us for the Farm Assets Conference, and one of two that will come from a background of the elevators. Greg Johnson of the Andersons will be with us, one on the corn panel, one on the soybean panel, so we'll handle a lot about basis, and along with them, Ellen Dearden of Ag Review, Jerry Gold of the Golke Group, Kevin Van Trump from Kansas City, and Mike Zuzulo's coming in, too, from Atchison, Kansas. Should be a really good day in Bloomington Normal. You can get your tickets right now, 800-898-1065 or farmassetsconference.com or willag.org, either one. And you'll find a place to buy your tickets if you're at farmassetsconference.com. Great big button at the top of the page says buy tickets. But 800-898-1065 might be a great place to do that. I'll be here all week talking a little bit about that. Hey, thanks, Brian, for letting me be on the show this morning.
Yeah, my pleasure, Todd. Great to have you with us this morning.